All right.
Maybe we'll get it right this time.
Hey,
Can you
this
hear me
time's a
now?
charm, so they say.
Yeah. So you can hear me okay though?
Yeah.
Right on,
Me
right on.
too.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So
Yeah.
I guess we're doing it, huh?
Let's do
So I've never interviewed a friend before. So I guess for the people listening, kind of tell us who you are.
Wait. We're friends? Oh my God, this whole time I never knew. That's all right. All kidding aside, my name is Travis Kimbrough. I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
How do you
I
spell
have
Kimbrough?
been, huh?
How do you spell Kimbrough?
Kimbrough.
Thank you. Go ahead, continue, man. Nashville. How
All
long have
right,
you lived?
yes. I've been in and out of restaurants since I was 15. I'm 40 now, so for about 25 years. And I did hibachi and teppanyaki for probably about 8 years at the beginning of my career. And then I transitioned into other cuisines. Worked my way up from line cooking, to sous chef, CDC. So yeah, I've worked for Michelin-rated chefs. I currently work for Michael Mina right now at a place called Bourbon Steak. And yeah, I love hospitality.
I don't know what happened right now. I just kind of flaked out. Can you hear me there, Bluetooth? Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, sweet.
It's all right. We can edit that out. That's no big deal.
Cool.
Well, we'll just cover that space. But yeah, there'll be some editing to go into this, I believe.
Yeah, it works for me. And if we
So.
got this again, so that way you can edit shit and get it figured out, I'm down with that.
So would you say you love the industry? I mean, it sounds like it started at 15, you're now 40, been in and out of it. Is it just hard to
Yeah.
get away from, or?
Well, it's one of two things, all right, so I've been a bartender, I've been a server. On a show, all right, and I'm very much a people person. I love connecting with guests. Love those trouble guests that come in, they're pissed off, a table full of Karens, and they're just angry, and they try to give you a hard time, but you turn that around.
What do you mean they try to give you a hard time? Like, give me an example. Do you think
All
that
right.
people really go out to just give people a hard time?
Well, we've all encountered these people, the people that come in on a busy Friday night, there's a wait, all reservations are taken or
Travis.
Christian.
Now you're there, bro. I
Oh, okay.
don't know. The last thing I heard was Shit. If you've been talking for 30 seconds, I didn't record any of it. I mean, we're recording, but it's just dead air.
Well, I've kind of got a shitty Wi-Fi connection here too.
That's huge. That's huge. I'm gonna stop it now because it's not fucking working. Let me see if I got, because we're in 5 minutes already, but I think I've only got you like 2 minutes. I lost you at the place that you work at. Hold on, I'm gonna hang up right now.
All right, sounds good.
Hello.
What up, dude?
So, I guess hear me all right? I guess how you do it then, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, so I just sent you the link, and I pretty much just waited for you. That's why I sent you that message. Like, I'm waiting on you.
Oh, I got you.
Right on. Yeah. So we're recording right now. I didn't know I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So now I do know. So I'm gonna stop this, and then because I didn't know, like, you're pretty much the first one that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't know. So I had to do I had to do a test run, and I guess you could say this is a test run.
Is there a volume option on your end? Because it's on my side. Let me see. Hold on.
I can hear you perfect.
I mean, I can hear you too. You're just quiet, and all my volume's cranked.
Okay. I don't know if it might have something to do with the microphone. Like I said again, bro, this is just a little test run. So let me hang up and then see what it sounds like. All right.
All right. Cool, back.
All right. Maybe we'll get it right this time.
Hey, this time's a charm, so they say.
Yeah. So you can hear me okay, though?
Yeah.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I can hear you fine. So
yeah.
I guess we're doing it, huh?
Let's do it.
So I've never interviewed a friend before. So I guess for the people listening, you know, kind of tell us who you are.
Wait, we're friends? Oh, my God, this whole time I never knew. That's all right. All kidding aside, my name is Travis Kimbrough. I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
How do you spell Kimbrough? How do you spell Kimbrough?
Kimbrough.
Thank you. Go ahead, continue, man. Nashville.
I've been in and out of restaurants since I was 15. I'm 40 now, so for about 25 years. And I did hibachi and teppanyaki for probably about 8 years at the beginning of my career. And then I transitioned into other cuisines. You know, worked my way up from line cooking, you know, sous chef, CDC. So, yeah, I've worked for Michelin-rated chefs. I currently work for Michael Mina right now at a place called Bourbon Steak. And, yeah, I love hospitality.
I don't know what happened right now. I just kind of flaked out. Can you hear me there, Bluetooth? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, sweet.
It's all right. We can edit that out. That's no big deal.
Cool.
Well, we'll just cover that space. But, yeah, there'll be some editing going to this, I believe.
Yeah, it works for me. And if we got to do this again, so that way you can edit shit and get it figured out, I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you love the industry? I mean, it sounds like it started at 15. You're not 40, been in and out of it. Is it just hard to get away from, or?
Well, you know, it's one of two things, you know. All right. So, you know, I've been a bartender. I've been a server. On a show, all right, and I'm very much a people person. I love connecting with guests. I love those trouble guests. They come in, they're pissed off, you know, a table full of Karens, you know, and they're just angry, you know, and they try to give you a hard time, But you turned that around.
What do you mean they try to give you a hard time? Like, give me an example. Do you think that people really go out to just give people a hard time?
Well, we've all encountered these people. The people that come in on a busy Friday night, there's a wait, all reservations are taken. Or
Travis.
Christian.
Now you're there, bro. I don't know. Okay. The last thing I heard was shit. If you've been talking for 30 seconds, I didn't record any of it. I mean, we're recording, but it's just dead air.
Well, I've kind of got a shitty Wi-Fi connection here too.
That's huge. That's huge. I'm gonna stop it now because it's not fucking working. Let me see if I got, because we're in 5 minutes already, but I think I've only got you like 2 minutes. I lost you at the place that you work at. Hold on, I'm gonna hang up right now.
All right, sounds good.
Washington.
Where are you at right now?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're at Indiana?
Fort Wayne, where I'm from.
Okay.
Yeah, my fucking roommate, dude. I can't stand her. Well, it's not I can't stand her, dude. It's just like she never leaves. She hasn't left the house in 6 weeks.
I think that's going on all over the country, bro. I don't think that you're the only one dealing with that.
I know I'm not the only one.
That's, you know,
I had to leave.
It's definitely testing people. Yeah, it's absolutely testing people.
Yeah, so I sent her a thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave for like 2 or 3 weeks. When I come back, your ass has to leave. Go somewhere. I don't care where. And if you refuse to or don't, I'm moving out and sticking you with that. We'll figure that out in court. Like, seriously, that's where we're at with this chick.
That's your roommate, bro?
Yeah.
No sexual relations at all?
Fuck no, God, if you saw a look at her, you'd think about going gay. Maybe she's from Michigan and she has to point at her hand every time she tells you. I'm from Michigan, look at my hand. Yeah, because Michigan, that whole fucking deal.
What does that mean? Oh, because Michigan looks like your hand?
Yeah, it looks like a mitt. So people from Michigan always point to their hand.
I would think that'd be Milwaukee Brewers, but I guess I'm not from Michigan.
But then all she watches is reality shows. You know, reality TV, Desperate Housewives. All she watches is Bravo, which to me is like what white trash, inbred, hillbilly, meth-smoking cousin fuckers watch. And then, yeah, and we can't talk about anything because she doesn't think for herself. So, it's brutal.
I think you might have to think for it, bro.
I've been trying to give her some shit to think on, and she just doesn't wrap her brain around it. I don't understand. Yeah. Why would the media lie? No, everything is true. This is a global pandemic. We're all gonna die. Okay. I guess you don't know how to do math and statistics, because if you add it up, it doesn't add up.
I'm almost afraid to ask you about that. Are you a conspiracy theory? Do you think that's blown up, hoaxed?
I think it's a total hoax, and I'll tell you why. And this is just based on math. All right. We have a global population of like 7.5 billion people. 20 people on the planet that have died is like 131,000.
There's a lot of people out there that are disagreeing with the numbers also.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And so, like, I was sick in December and had an respiratory infection. Like, I felt like shit for a month. And when this all came out, I had all those symptoms. And so they're testing a lot of these people. You know, like, I think that the United States has herd immunity already. We're testing a lot of people that have quarantined themselves, who claim they've never had exposure to it, but they have the antibodies in their system. So how can that be? You know, you don't have any memory of getting sick. You haven't gone out anywhere. You've quarantined yourself. You've social distanced, and yet you have the antibodies in your system, which means at some point you're exposed to it, along with a huge number of other people. And so, like, the worst of it is over. You know, in 131,000 people, it really sucks for those people. I'm sorry that they died. I'm not happy anyone dies. But in the context, you're looking at like a fraction of 1%. And pretty much the global economy is now fucked. You know, the whole world has changed now. And was it worth it? Was it warranted? You know, and all the arguments that I'm hearing is like, but then, you know, our civil liberties as Americans have been taken away. You got these tyrannical fucking governors that want to lock down and tell you what you can and cannot buy. You know, it's just a whole fuck all. And why? I don't think it's warranted. I think there's something bigger at play. Not necessarily a conspiracy, because there's 100 different things it could be. You know, it's just a fucked up thing. Like, it's hard to analyze.
Yeah,
there's so many angles you can look at it from.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are kind of just like that. Like, we don't know. And
well, you know, another thing that I thought of, so there was this thing, it's called The Great Hack. And I think it used to be on Netflix, but it was talking about this company called Cambridge Analytica. It would get on, like, Facebook, basically everybody's social media, and they would extrapolate all the information from it that they could. And basically, their thing is they could weaponize data. And what they did with this data would influence elections. Not here in the U.S. Actually, Trump had them hired, but a prime example is, like, in India, between, you know, the actual, like, dot Indian, I think they were with my friends, and the black population. They knew that the loyalty of Indian children to their parents, politically, they would vote for what their parents told them to. The blacks, however, were kind of like, fuck you, we're not, you know, take down the system, that whole mentality. So they created this whole platform of, you know, liberate yourselves, don't vote, blah, blah, blah. And because of this tactic, they used information, you know, Facebook, you know, all these things, and had all these various campaigns dictated on people's thoughts. They swayed and swung the election by 6 points in favor of the person they were trying to get elected who paid for it. And so I think there's something similar going on right now. Because there's 4 major arguments to this whole corona pandemic thing. But the actual arguments, people are looking at it as that's somebody's defense to a particular argument. All right? And what I mean by that is, all right, say you're older and you're sick, and you don't want people to visit you because cross-contamination, all right, that's one. And people that are losing everything, restaurants, governments, business, okay, they're worried that the government is taking the civil liberties, so they're going out to protest. They're going out to protest because they're losing everything, and they're healthy. And for the people that are sick, they think that these people that are going out to fight for their freedom are the problem because those people might get them sick. You see what I mean? Like, it's 2 completely different arguments. The people are putting together is the same. It's not. That's not what's fucking, that's not what it is. You know, but I don't know, man. What's your thoughts on all this crazy shit?
I have a lot of thoughts. None of them professional, of course, because I'm me. But I don't know, man. I really don't know. I'm real big on conspiracy theories. JFK assassination. Bigfoot. probably lives here in Washington, but we've never, you know, I don't know, Travis. I don't. And I don't claim to know. And I've probably posted, and I have posted a lot of stuff on Facebook, which probably false information. I don't know. You know, I just read something. I'm like, oh, hey, that sounds interesting. And maybe somebody else would think it sounds interesting. Or, you know, and then I got friends that are just way more educated than me. And they're like, no, dude, this, you know, I don't know what to think, bro. I don't know what to think. All I know is I got injured at work doing non-work stuff, and I've been sidelined since January. So I've been quarantined since January.
It's funny. Like, my actual life, the way I live life, hasn't been affected at all, in any way, shape, or form, except I can't go to bars or a couple places.
That's what my brother RJ was. We were talking about that probably about a month ago. We were talking about that, and you know, I don't go to bars either, just because fucking 46 years old, brother, ain't no place for you in a bar or whatever. Except if you're in Wyoming, then that's totally different.
Right.
But
man, it's like, well, there for a couple of weeks when this first, I was like, all right, this is because of 5G, you know. And then I was like, you know, this is also created by the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization, and you know, Bill Gates and Fauci is trying to make money, you know. And then for a minute I was like, well, maybe this is the government trying to keep us at bay because there's a fucking comet in our solar system that could wipe out Earth. It's passing by.
Did you hear about those Pentagon releasing photo of UFOs?
Oh yeah, I saw those. Yeah. And that's another thing that I was thinking. I was like, all right, well, maybe this is a project. I don't know if you've ever heard of Project Bluebeam.
You're always telling me about projects, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like, well, all the chemtrails that are floating. You know, like they put all this shit in our atmosphere that's floating around. You know, like small, that's always in our atmosphere. And now they can do like huge, like megalithic size holograms that you can't tell if it's real or not. And so it's like maybe a fake alien invasion to get people to conform and control. Fuck, I don't know, man. There's so many things that this could be. You know, but what it's supposed to be, I know I don't believe in it. It doesn't add up. You know.
I have friends in the medical field, and they stand behind it. They've seen it with their own eyes, but they have their looks on it also. Coming back to the numbers, I don't know, Travis. I don't claim to know. People don't tell me shit like that. Travis, what are you doing, my man?
I'm doing the dishes. The soap got in my eye.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why it's making me cough, though. That's from normally the
vegetable. Dry suds. You know, that's one thing I know. Like, if you ask me what I've taken from this, like, you know, I'm over here in Washington by myself, but I got some friends from Wyoming that live over here. They're from the little town where I grew up, and known them since I was in kindergarten. So you run out of, one thing I've noticed is you run out of stuff to talk about. You run out of stuff to talk about, and I don't know. That's crazy, but I would assume it's good for some people. Like I said, my life hasn't changed either. I just go to work, go home, go do my things, but I don't like going out, being around people. I like going to concerts, but after everything that's weird, I mean. What do you think about that? Do you think talk concerts come back at full force?
I
Do you think concerts will come back at 80,000 people capacity in an arena? I think those days are gone.
I think that's like 6 months out, honestly.
Think so?
I mean,
I hope so. I hope so.
Of course, it's 2 months away. I say at least 3 to 4 months out. Hmm. Yeah, because the CMAs are, CMAs, what is it, Fanfare? Or the fuck it is called? Fanfare's canceled in Nashville.
When is that? That's in June, isn't it? When is Fanfare in June, right? July?
Yeah, June.
Yeah.
So, you know, the CMA Fest is pushed, it's canceled. Like, they didn't reschedule shit. And they were like, you're done. And then they pushed back Bonnaroo till September. And there's probably 15 other major concerts that were canceled. Yeah, well, Music City shut down, dude.
I know you don't give a shit about sports, but I'm going to tell you anyway. When this was going down, like when the NBA shut it down and sports were gone, in Vegas and the casinos were shut down also, but you can still make a bet. I'm not exactly sure where, maybe on Sportsbook somewhere, but you can make a bet on the over-under on when, hold on, the over-under was on when basketball was going to start, whether it be in June, July, or August, or maybe why that was the NFL. But anyway, one of them was betting. One of them had over-under on when sports would be back. You could bet on May 1st, June 1st, July 1st, August 1st, over-under. So, and then Jerry Jones just said that he guarantees that the NFL, that we'll have an NFL season. You know, and then if all this is real true, like, who gives a fuck about an NFL season? You know what I mean? So that right there kind of tells me that, yeah, there's going to be NFL season, so all this is just for what? Why'd they close everything down? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. You know, another big thing on this, too, is China. Because China's the one that all this started from. And China never really shut their economy down. I don't think they did the whole social distancing thing. You know, I don't think they quarantined their people. I don't know. But it's like, we shut our economy down, and they did not. They kept on going. And so we've lost trillions of dollars while giving out trillions of dollars. You know? So this is going to fuck our economy, and it just made theirs stronger. You know, and if anything, I think a good thing to take away from all this is how quickly our political leaders got greedy and hungry, more so than what they've already been. You know, the billionaire class in our country just increased their net worth by one third, and the small businesses who the loan was meant for didn't get any fucking money. 150,000 restaurants are never coming back.
That's crazy.
And then Harvard, who has a $40 billion evaluation, like how much they're worth, how much money they have, took a shitload of millions of dollars. You know, why are we fucking bailing out people who don't need to be bailed out? You know, that money was for the people who are losing their shit. Companies that are never coming back. And those people didn't get a fucking thing. That pisses me off, man.
Yeah, it does. It definitely hits home for a lot of people, too, man. Absolutely.
You know, dude, our whole industry, what we've done for the last 20 years, and this might be a good topic for your podcast, is how everybody feels about what's going to happen to our industry.
I started this.
Restaurants that are never coming back. And when it does open it up, it's only 50% occupancy. But that 50% can break a restaurant. See, now the profit margins are only 5 to 9%. As opposed to the 22 to 30% of other industries. That 50% being open is half of 4 to 9%, equaling nothing. There's no incentive for restaurants to open if it can't be 100%, because there's hardly any money to be made anyway. You know what I mean? That's fucked. Unless you're doing like takeout. Fast food.
Yeah, I know a lot of chefs that a lot of guys that I know that I've worked with, man, they're not working right now, and they're getting, some of them are getting unemployment, but I mean, it's nothing compared to what we were used to earning. And how long does that go, you know?
Yeah,
But you know, I'm looking into other work. I don't want to go back to the restaurant. I've been trying to get out of cooking for a long time, but you know, it's what I do. It's my bread and butter, man. 20 years in this game, so it's I'm always trying to.
Well, dude, I was making the most money I've ever made in my damn life with the place I just got laid off from. You know, I've not been laid off. I only made $120,000 this year, dude. It's the most I've ever made in my life.
And one thing I've noticed,
like $8,000 a month.
And what were you doing?
Serving.
Fuck yeah.
Like Michael Mina has Michelin stars behind his name. Hmm. You know, I've waited on tables where their tab was $10,000 and made $2,000 off one table.
Holy that smokes. Type of shit.
I mean, that next level, that dream, like what they have in California and San Francisco, is finally in Nashville, and I worked there and I just got laid off.
Is that restaurant going to be able to come back?
I mean, I'm on furlough technically, and they said that the hotel is closed until May. I mean, so you might as well just say June or July. I mean, it's May. You know what? Tomorrow's May 1st. So June. Let's say they open up in June. Midway through June, you know, that's still 6 weeks out. If they open up and only half masted that.
What's the name of the restaurant? What's the name of the hotel?
JW Marriott.
Oh, the one downtown by Vanderbilt?
No, that's Lowe's. This is like in the Gulch. No, this is not even a Gulch. It's where that turnaround is on, like, go down all the way down Murfreesboro after it turns into Lafayette, and then you got that roundabout.
Yeah, and there's that little statue right there.
Yeah. No, well, there's like, it looks like a bunch of toothpicks.
Tin Roof, I believe, is on the right-hand side.
That's the Mumbry and going the opposite direction.
Oh, okay. I know where you're at.
Yeah, we're on the 34th floor of the hotel.
Okay.
Our restaurant is. It's a circular deal. All the windows at the bar on the outside slide out. So you're 330 feet in the air, and there's a glass wall between you, but you can, like, lean out over the wall and spit on people if you want. Like, it's sick, dude. It's the dopest restaurant. It's so fucking retarded, dude. Yeah.
Can you jump?
You can totally commit suicide there if you wanted to. There's nothing stopping you.
Oh, screw that. Well, I don't like heights, bro. I don't like heights at all.
Dude, it was fucked up, man. It was like, God, I don't know, like 5 months ago or whatever, maybe. I guess it was maybe like November. It was really, really windy. And so all the sliding glass panels are like probably, I don't know, 12, 15 feet tall. They probably weigh about 200 pounds each of this thick-ass glass. And it all rolls in the panels and interlocks when it closes. Well, there was a storm coming in, dude. Like out of nowhere, you know, coming from like the Charlotte side. And all those panels, man, went horizontal, like sideways.
Why do all the storms in Nashville come from the west?
East, maybe it came.
Charlotte's west.
Yeah, Charlotte, yeah. Yeah, because the wind was coming from the west side.
It always seemed like the shit came from the west.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was like those things went sideways. We had to get our entire staff to, like, lock it down. It was knocking bottles off. You know, the bar, full glasses with drinks.
How long does it take for those glass doors to shut?
Well, I mean, all they have is like little levers. There's holes in the floor, and then the doors have like handles that swing out and interlock with the window next to them.
Hmm.
So you gotta put them all in place. And so it's a half circle, but that circle's divided in half. And they slide back, you know, one to the left, one to the right. And they meet in the middle. And so it's like we had to slide, you know, all of them pretty much at once. And it was a bunch of fuckery, dude. It was crazy. It took us about a good, you know, like 5 minutes. You know, with massive winds rolling in.
When do you go back to Nashville?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking probably maybe like the 8th or 9th. So, you know, I'm going to help my uncle build a garage here. We're going to dig the holes and lay the foundation. Nation tomorrow. I mean, that's our goal, because it's going to be weather, good weather the next 3 days. But yeah, I'm going to help him, you know, basically build him a little garage and motorcycle shed. You know, because he did construction his whole life. You know, he was a foreman on cranes and shit, so.
That should be fun.
You know, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, dude. So tomorrow I'm going to take him out the pole stone diggers and put the posts in and then dig out the area. You know, of course, get rocks and level it and then mix concrete, pour it, level it, and then start building from there. So I think it's going to be a fun little project, dude. It's going to give me something to do.
When do y'all plan on having that done by?
I don't know. It depends on how far. I think we're going to try to get at least a roof on. So maybe, I don't know, a week.
Right on.
So.
Well, let me get off here, bro. Let me figure out this shit. I'll give you a call back, and then we'll get it going again.
Yeah, sounds good, man. I'm here all the time.
All right, fucker. Later.
Yeah, later, bro.